Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. End of the week, Friday afternoon. I thought I'd stop by and do another quick check-in because it's sort of, everyone's kind of looking for a little support this week as we watch what's been going on. I know a lot of people are paying attention to what's going on in Washington. Other people are paying attention to what's going on with the vaccine and the continued shutdowns and the continued, literally a war on small business that's re-begun again, the way it started back in 2008. And I know back then, maybe you didn't pay attention, maybe you didn't understand what was going on, but the government literally declared a war on small business and looked at small business as banks. And they really thought they could keep coming to the small business and adding more and more taxes and more regulations and more hurdles to go over, literally, to keep your business going. And they thought that that wouldn't do any damage. Well, unfortunately, as we know, between 2008 and 2012, we lost a lot of small businesses. In fact, I had a lot of friends who were in the personal development, motivational industries, and they were wiped out. They're completely wiped out. I mean, my business took a hit as well back then. And then they brought Obamacare in and all the layers and layers and layers of bureaucracy that small business owners had to navigate in order to be able to do their business. Now, what was really cool about the last 4 years under Trump was he removed a lot of the regulations and allowed us really to get a lot of time back and effort back that we could then put into our business to continue building our businesses. Well, it looks like those times are over. It looks like that's, kind of turning the corner here. We're going back to the way it was in 2008. I don't know about you, but, Biden signing close to 50 executive orders. They're going to impact our lives in ways we have no idea yet. We are going to start seeing the impact probably within the next 2 to 4 weeks. And, you know, taxes will go up, gas will go up. We'll find a lot of people who were gainfully employed no longer employed. And I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. I have a lot of Democrat friends who are having buyer's remorse now and going, what in the world did we vote for? Because what was presented is not what we're seeing. It's completely, actually 180 degrees opposite of what they thought they were going to get. And I just, been telling them, I told you so, it was there. It just wasn't in mainstream media. And I've been advising everyone, stay away from mainstream media. It's no longer accurate. It's no longer honest. It's sort of one-sided and they're all saying exactly the same thing, which now we commonly refer to as the narrative. But there's a lot of alternate media sites out there now. They're growing by leaps and bounds, and you can get good news. You can get good information on what's going on. I'm going to give you some insight here. I am one who, for the longest time, really didn't spend a lot of time looking at the news. It was just kind of cursory because I really get on my business. I want to get in. I want to be coaching. I want to be changing lives. I want to be creating. But everything that's going on now, I think, is it probably makes sense to pay a little bit more attention to it, but not mainstream media. So I have, and I kid you not, more than 30 different sources that I get news from. I get everything from the most obscene conspiracy theories and to the most mundane. I get everything in between. And what I'm always looking to do, and this is what I encourage you to do, is put the pieces of the puzzle together for yourself. Can't rely on other people anymore, right? So what I encourage you to do is, okay, there's this piece, I got this nugget here. Is there anything else that relates to it and will it fit anywhere? And you start building your own narrative, your own story on what you think is really going on out there. And that's really been, I've been talking in my last podcast, I was talking about nuggets of hope. And that's what I've been doing to give myself a little bit of hope and say, okay, this piece is fitting here, this piece is fitting there. Well, look, there's a line, there's something that connects those two dots. Therefore, that must be or could be, accurate information. It is a shame, honestly, that at this day and age, you and I have to do that. But our media sources are such that we're not being given the full truth. There's a ton of censorship going on. In fact, a lot more now than even in the past month. And I suspect it's going to continue to ramp up because there's no consequence. And one of the biggest frustrations I hear from, again and again from my clients, my family members, my friends, is they're saying, where's the pushback? Where's the pushback? All of this stuff is coming at us at 100 miles an hour. It's like a train that's out of control and there's no end in sight. There's no pushback. I think the pushback's coming. I think it's coming because the level of frustration is rising in all of us higher and higher and higher. And, you know, you're starting to see some politicians, even the people who do have control, who do have their hands on the levers, right? You're starting to see them start to push back on some of this stuff as well. So there is good news on the horizon. It's not here today, but I think within the next 30 days, we're going to start to see some activity kind of moving things in the other direction. Again, like a pendulum, it's got to go to a certain point and then it runs out of momentum and then it starts coming back the other way. I don't know when that's going to be. I know we're close to that. We're close to that high end of that pendulum where something's going to happen and it's going to push it back in the other direction. I believe we're still there and getting closer and closer to that turning point where things will start sliding back in a more favorable direction. I don't know, and I got to tell you, I don't know, honestly, anybody who is thrilled by what they're seeing, right? All these executive orders, basically what they say is there's no debate. There's no consultation. There's no chance for you to even know what's in them. They're just being signed and they're instantly laws. And that really isn't how this whole thing was designed to work, right? An executive order, you know, typically in my view was simply can't get it done in Congress, can't get the Senate to agree. All right, you might do an executive order. Okay, I get that. But not to have any input of any of these chambers and just have the executive branch take over and really dictate what the laws will be, scary. That's not what this country is built on. So, people are starting to wake up to this now, and I think the politicians are starting to wake up to it and going, hey, whoa, 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 too many of these things, right? One or two here, not a big deal. Every president signs them. There's a handful of them, but almost 50 in the first 2 weeks is unheard of. Never seen this in history. And it's scary. Some of the things that are being signed into law, if you will, are killing jobs, and they're going against small business, and it's making it harder and harder as we go forward. Like I said, we haven't seen the full impact yet, but you'll start to see it over the next 30 days or so. It's going to start to impact every one of us, not just a few. Every one of us are going to be impacted by it. Every one of us is going to be impacted by it. So you might think, well, no big deal. I'm not going to pay attention to that stuff. You kind of got to at this point. You really have to be prepared for what's coming. And what I encourage you to do is to remain flexible in your plans. So my plan these days is, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to see what's lined up already in the day, and I'm going to execute and do the best I can for that day. So I got a lot of work done today. I had a lot of projects that were sitting there and they hadn't been done, had been distracted, whatever. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to plow through these. I know I got to get them done. So I got them done and I'm feeling good. It's Friday evening now and I get to spend some time with you, which is always the highlight of my week. Thank you very much. And, be able to share some thoughts with you on what, you can do to help yourself. It is a weird time. Unprecedented is the word, right? It's certainly the word of last year. And I think it's going to be the catchphrase again for this year. These are unprecedented times. We don't know what to expect next. We have no idea, what we're going to see when we wake up tomorrow. We think, or we expect, that days are going to be the same and days are boring one after another. It hasn't been that way, has it? This hasn't been that way for months now. And, we're looking at this and going, okay, so how do we move forward? You got to do the best you can. Keep an eye on all this stuff. It's going to distract you. It distracts me. It distracts everybody I know because it's so big. And also try to keep as much attention as you can on your business, because at the end of the day, it's that business that is going to help you and provide for you as you go forward. It's going to look different. People say, hey, when are things going to go back to normal? They're not going to go back to normal. That's the truth of the matter. We're too far down the rabbit hole now, almost a year into this coronavirus stuff, for things to go back to what we used to know as normal. When I see things now that people are saying, even if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear the mask because the vaccine doesn't prevent you from carrying and spreading the virus. I guess the vaccine doesn't work then, huh? I'm seeing things like that. So we can expect to have masks on now for, the foreseeable future. Some are saying, they'll never come off. We'll always have masks on and we'll always have to social distance. And that would be a detriment to our society. I see so much depression already. I see so many people who are terribly lonely because we need that physical contact. We need to be around people. We're biologically wired for love and connection. You pull that out, what's left, right? The rest of it is just material. It doesn't matter. We're really wired to be around other people. So, I'm looking for that to shift. I'm looking for that to change. Enough of us will say, screw this. We're just going to go out and have some fun. I'm actually thinking now about putting on a live event here in the studio and just inviting people. And if they choose not to come, that's up to them. I really don't care. I would love to have, 10, 15, 20 people in here and do interviews all day long. I think that would be a blast. So I'm planning that. It's sort of rattling around now. It's like, when am I going to do it? I usually do it on New Year's Eve, but this past New Year's Eve, I couldn't get anybody to commit to it. But I'm thinking, let's just do it anyway. Let's put it on. Let's put a date on the calendar and let's invite who we're going to invite. And this idea that you can't get together with family members, you can't get together with friends who don't live in the same household, and all the rest of this stuff. But there are states that are allowing it, and you're not seeing the spikes in cases like you're seeing in states where everything's locked down. So you start to question it. I do. I mean, like I said, I got a lot of different sources of news. I don't listen to just one, and it takes time, no question. But I got a lot of different sources, and I try to put the pieces together in a way that makes sense to me, right? Everything's got to pass for me. It's got to pass the common sense test. When things are complicated, if they don't pass the common sense test, you don't have enough information, or what you're being fed isn't real. So you got to go back and you got to look and you got to dig a little bit more. And I know that takes time. It takes effort. I know it takes me time and effort to do it, but I'm learning now. This is sort of the new world that we're in. We can't ignore it as anymore like we used to, because things aren't, things in the old days used to move and change a little bit. You used to have a Democrat, you used to have a Republican, you used to have a Democrat, Republican. And it's just like, it wasn't so bad, but now it's like, boom, boom, boom. And it's like, these shifts are dramatic and they're very quick. And you got to pay attention to it, because it will impact you. So I don't want to leave you on a bad note. I want to let you know that I do have information that, like I said, I dig in many, many different areas for news and updates. I do have information that things are going to start shifting. And there's enough pushback now. I'm starting to see enough evidence of, politicians pushing back on what's going on, that this probably won't continue much longer until we start having a little bit of balance in there. And hopefully, by the time summer comes along, we'll have a little bit more stability, because there isn't a whole lot right now. A lot of people are just like freaked out, and I get it. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of anger still. Like I said, there's a lot of loneliness and depression and drug and alcohol use going on. And it's a mess. It really is a mess. But there's always that thread of hope if you look for it. And I've been looking for it. Every day I look for that little nugget that's going to make me feel a little bit better when I get overwhelmed by this stuff. And I think we all do. And what I do is, when my client calls me and says, look, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I heard this. I heard this. I heard this. And then I share, okay, here are the nuggets that I found today. And I'll share it with them. I'll let them know what I found. And that often has a very amazing calming effect for them, where they know all hope isn't lost. In other words, we haven't lost the company, the country yet. It feels like it's circling the drain. It feels like any minute now, the idea of the capitalist republic society is a thing of the past. And we're definitely going towards socialism, maybe even further into communism. There's a lot of signs that sort of point us in that direction. I don't think we're going to get there. I don't think it'll go that far. I think there's enough of us who are seeing what's going on and are ready to slam on the brakes here and say, whoa, 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 that's not this country. So there's some hope out there. I wish I could bring you a whole lot more. I wish I could do a whole podcast episode on giving you all the things that I've found. A lot of it, I don't know. A lot of it doesn't seem to be confirmed yet. And as I do get more confirmation, I'll be happy to share with you. But I do share it in my circles. I share it with my friends and family. I let them know what I'm finding. I let them know the things that I'm digging up. And you may want to consider for yourself to be that person. That person who is sort of the bringer of light, the bringer of good news, because everyone's mired in all the bad news. That's all we're hearing is bad, 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 bad. And if you could be that one that brings just one little nugget here, one little nugget there, it'll do wonders for those that you really care about in terms of helping them see that, it's not all dark. There are actually some lights out there, and let's focus on the lights, because that's where we want to go. We want things to be lighter. We want things to be easier. We want things to be more in alignment and more balanced than they are right now, which is way out of balance and to the point where I'm just thinking, wow, how did we get here, right? And I think a lot of people feel that way. However, like I said, there are things, if you go look for them, you can certainly find them. If you want to know some of the places I'm digging up and finding information, you're kind of lost and don't know where to turn. You're used to CNN, Fox, or whatever the mainstream media is. They're used to finding your news. Just send me an email and I will let you know what I'm finding. And stay connected, you know, because I don't know how long we're going to be on social media. I've gotten videos blocked already, and I have friends who've had their accounts deleted. It's really sad that we're in this situation. Okay, you know, that's what it is right now. I don't have the power to change it, nor do you. However, we have the power of the wallet and where we spend our money and where we spend our time. Remember, when you're on these social media networks, they're making money just by the fact you're on them, right? Every time you see an ad, whether you click on it or not, they're making money. So you have to recognize that. And it's like you're giving them your time and your attention, and they're putting these ads, they're making money. Where do you want to put your money? Where do you want to put that time? You want to find social networks that you know, are more open and more friendly to you, rather than being you know, sort of this censorship. This, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. I can't talk about a vaccine. I can't talk about natural health. I can't talk politics. I can't talk, you know, if I can't talk about the things that matter to all of us, what's the point of being on those networks? Just a thought. Just a thought. All right, that's enough for now. Email me, robert@ultimatewealth.com, and I look forward to catching up with you early next week, when there should be some more news, hopefully, to report. Have a great weekend. Talk soon.